This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, we have to check in on the Eastern Conference because it's not quite over yet. Knicks beat the Pacers last night. Jalen Brunson scored 32 points. Karl Anthony Towns added 24 points, 13 rebounds. Final score was 111-94. Series stands with Pacers leading 3-2. So game six is going to head back to Indiana. But do you think when it was becoming apparent that the Pacers weren't going to win, security was like, where's John Halliburton? Let's get eyes on him.
No, it's the opposite. When he does, when they do win, that's when you got to watch him. Yeah.
I don't know. That guy's a whatever. Josh Hart comes off the bench. He had 34 minutes off the bench and 12 points. And that's a good contribution for them off the bench. All their guys that came off the bench but one score, which was DeLon Wright, scored. I heard Sam Mitchell yesterday, who played in the league for years, coached in the league, is part of the 99 The Game family, worked here at one point in time, and he was on with Dukes and Bell. And at the very end of the interview, he said something that I loved. And he was like, it's time. It is small market finals time. He says, if these small market teams aren't going to make it, then why do we have them in cities? And I agree so much with him on that. I hope that the Pacers go back home, they get it done on their home court, and then we see Indiana versus OKC, because that is the finals that I want. I don't care about the ratings. I don't work in the NBA front office.
Well, the Pacers, to get that done, Bo, they're going to need more than three guys to be in double figures. So, I mean, that was really the story last night. I mean, everybody pretty much wet the bed. Even Pascal Siakam, who was one of those guys that got into double figures, to his standards, he did not have a good night. 5-13 from the field, only hit 1-3. I mean, the only guy that didn't wet the bed for the Pacers last night was Benedict Mathurin, and good on him for putting back-to-back good performances together, because he had been inconsistent throughout this series. This was the real first, I think, since this postseason started, the real first game that Tyrese Halliburton has kind of fallen off. He has had the track record of being inconsistent at times during the regular season, but he's been pretty consistent during the postseason. This was that first game, so it's going to be interesting to see how he bounces back in game six. But I'm with you. I think him and the Pacers, there's no way they can play as bad as they did last night, so I think they'll finish the job on Saturday, tomorrow.
Dylan, further your point even more, because you're spot on. Two of those three guys can't be from be your bench players.
Right.
Two of your three guys in double digits can't come from the bench. You can't have your entire starting lineup in the negative point minus differential if you believe in that stat.
Absolutely. I mean, that stat has its, ups and downs, but still, I mean, the numbers aren't lying on this one. I mean, everybody just clunkers last night, but I don't expect Indiana to play that bad again.
Yeah, real quick before we get to Allie's Mac drop, and speaking of which, the Knicks Pacers face off again tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. That'll be on TNT. Mike Leach will now be eligible for the College Football Hall of Fame. The National Football Foundation announced adjustment to eligibility criteria on Thursday. They've lowered the winning percentage necessary from 60% to 59.5%, which opens up for him. Also, Rich Rodriguez is at that point right now. I don't know why there's a 60% in the first place. And I think that was my initial reaction. It's like, I don't like when we move around criteria to make certain things fit. This looks like this was pushed forward by a lot of the American Football Coaches Association people that are involved. Mike Leach changed the game in so many different ways, but it is what it is, man. It just, hopefully he gets his rightful place in the Hall of Fame. I don't know why this is a thing from the get-go. Like, why are we talking about winning percentages? If they were a great coach, they were a great coach and affected people in the right way.
I hate this on so many levels. For one, Mike Leach's contribution to the game was more than a winning percentage. And so he should have been in no matter what. I agree with you about great coaches should be in, winning percentage. I think part of being a great coach is a winning percentage. I just don't think we should have moved it to 59.5.
I agree.
I think, Mike, just don't you agree that they should have – the powers that be should have had, hey, you know what? We can bypass this. We can vote. We don't – why are we voting to change a rule to allow it? And we could just say, he deserves to be in. He's going to be in.
That's my point. Let's just get rid of it. Why is there a percentage anyways? Like, let's just get rid of it. You not everybody – and I think it was Sonny Dykes or Rich Rodriguez or somebody that was – you know, talked to about this yesterday. He's like, why? Like, not everybody coaches at Texas or Notre Dame. Like, let get rid of it. You know what I mean? Some people have to fight and scrap their way through some of the lower levels before, you know, they find themselves in 10 years into coaching. So it is what it is, man. I'm agreeing with you. I just get rid of it. Just, I don't even know why we're having this conversation.
Agreed.
Anyways, hey, this ought to be interesting. Allie's rookie report. Let's hit it.
Yes, it's Friday, which means it's time for another rookie report. Tuesday was actually 1 month that I've now been on air with you guys. I mean, it's gone by so fast.
Yes.
But I've learned so much.
We've enjoyed every minute of it.
I have some notes, and I think it's so adorable, guys, that we have all synced up our potty breaks.
Oh, God.
Yesterday, we all trucked it to the bathroom at the exact same time.
That's so true, dude.
That's true. That's also the cleaning staff's doing.
I know. Yeah. I know. It's relatively halfway through the show.
Well, we had to wait until like after the wake-up call. So if we sounded urgent on the phone with you yesterday, you know we were waiting to run to the potty.
Cut him short. Cut it. Cut the line. We all got to go.
I've also observed that, Bo, you are extremely self-conscious about how a hat fits.
Oh.
What was going on with your hat the other day? Because we were dead in the middle of a conversation. You just stopped in the middle of your sentence. You go, are you looking at my hat? Does my hat look funny?
Well, it just turns out we're looking at your face while we talk to you. I don't know.
Mike has a huge head, and he can't wear many hats. He has a special order his. I have a tiny head, and I have to almost try on every hat and get a report from someone that's with me to make sure that I like it. I've bought hats that I don't like the way they fit, and they just sit in my house. So I had all – to make this quick, when Mike went to Charlotte – our buddy Doug went with him, trip two. Mm-hmm. Doug went to Penske auto racing. He got me a Ryan Blaney hat, and I had never worn the hat. I wanted to wear it. You know, you want to wear your new hat. And I was getting the feels of it, and I didn't know if it fit right. So I was just getting an outsider's opinion.
You want to talk about opposite problems? Like, I couldn't fit another thread of hair in most of the hats that I own. This man can fit both index fingers up near his temples. You know what I mean?
So. Allie, the first year we worked together, I'd walk in with a new hat, might be like, the hat's tight. Here, try it on. It won't fit me. Just try it on. It's not going to fit me. Just try it on. And then he would, like, put it on, like, and it would look like a yarmulke on him.
Aww.
And then he would take it off.
Nailed one of his insecurities there.
Yeah. There you go.
All right, so, Mike, this might have to be a Twitter debate because I've been hearing you say something for a few weeks now.
Okay.
And I lived in this city for 6 months.
Okay.
And maybe I just didn't say it correctly.
All right.
How do you say that city in Alabama that's down south? Close to Pensacola.
Yeah, Mobile.
Say it again?
Mobile.
Okay. I'm hearing M-O-B-I-L-L.
Yeah, Mobile.
Isn't it Mobile?
M-O-B-I-L-L. Yes, Mobile.
Bo, what would you say?
His says M-O-B-E-E-L.
Mobile?
Mobile. Right, Mobile.
Yes.
Yeah, I would also say Mobile.
Mobile.
Yeah, Mobile.
But you are from the panhandle, so I don't know if you know better.
You know what? I actually have a lot of friends down at Mobile. I will ask them, but that's just always the way I've said it. I don't know. You know what's funny? When you talk to Google Maps, it's mobile.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Mobile Alabama.
Yeah, y'all make fun of the way I talk. Google Maps is always off.
Listen, and I'm young enough to remember when mobile phones was just becoming a thing. So it was like, there's mobile phones.
Did they come from Mobile Alabama?
Mobile phones.
Good point, though.
Let me tell you something. Allie's a word snob. That's my veteran report.
Hey, I told the youth last week, quit coming up with new words for things we already knew existed. Yeah. Word snob. Get out of here, dude.
Exactly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Another observation I have made in my time here with the Morning Shift is that Dylan can be a support system. until he needs to get to work, and he's just going to run off and leave you in your feels.
Wow.
With Simone's
what
TikTok
happened?
Hack. No, with Simone's TikTok. He dropped her off at the airport.
Oh,
I was
yeah,
like,
yeah,
I
yeah.
got to go.
I wish I could have stayed longer. I couldn't. I got to get to work, man.
I thought you were going to tell me there was a situation where he was hometown take. And just left you in the parking deck. I was like, I gotta go. I'm live.
I mean, I wouldn't
like,
doubt
I gotta
that would
that
happen.
Duct tape.
Hey, because it ain't go by itself. Somebody's got to do it.
Good stuff.
Do we have time for one more?
Yeah, one more. Let's
yeah,
knock
let's
it out.
Do it.
All right. So I realized yesterday that I've judged your milligram limit, Mike, for quite some time.
Okay.
Because it was the first time you brought it up, I had a second coffee at NASCAR while you're chugging beers. And you're like, you're drinking two coffees?
Yeah.
What's your milligram
Come on,
limit?
Man.
Well, yesterday I had coffee with a girlfriend after the show. And
I felt
cracked out.
I was going to say.
The rest of the
you
day.
You got to be careful.
Like those cartoons where your blood vessels, the eyes, the show the blood vessels. That is how I felt yesterday. So
yeah.
I'm going to listen to you.
Listen, man. Everybody has to draw a hard line somewhere. Okay? And mine just happens to be on my milligram caffeine limit. Sometimes I do require a second cup later in the day to make it through with the kids. But, yeah, when it comes to this show and drink it throughout the morning, I'm not. Yeah, I can't do it.
Gotta
Rob
limit it.
Tribble will come in here and have a cup of coffee every 20 minutes. I'm like, I don't even know how you do that. Like, how are you even surviving?
Well, Tribble's a special breed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.